You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Governor Gavin Newsom last week signed AB 5. That's legislation that transforms the way workers are identified and get paid in California. AB 5 came out of a state Supreme Court ruling concerning a courier company called Dynamex, and it's largely seen as a response to the gig economy. People driving for companies like Uber, Lyft, or DoorDash who've been identified as independent contractors. That means they don't get health benefits and other rights of employment. But the law reaches into pretty much every aspect of the working world because freelancers work in so many industries. We wanted to learn more about how AB 5 will affect pretty much all of us. So we reached out to Johanna Buya. She's a business reporter at the LA Times covering the tech industry with a focus on accountability. Can you bring us back to the state Supreme Court ruling that led to this legislation?
Sure. So the Dynamex ruling essentially creates a much more stringent test than what we have today. And one of the prongs of the test, which is the focus of a lot of people's opposition, was that if your job is core to the business of the company that you're working for or contracting with, you're actually an employee. And so this just replaces, in California, an existing test called the Borrello test that people use a lot when they're alleging that companies have misclassified them.
What's the Borrello test?
So the Borrello test is another misclassification test. I don't know the exact parameters of it, but a lot of it does have to do with control. Does the company exert undue control over how you perform your job? And if they do, that means that you're probably misclassified as a contractor. And that's what a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers have, hinged their cases against the companies on. But the difference with AB 5, though, is that AB 5 allows cities with more than, I think, 750,000 residents to file injunctions against the companies if they feel they're misclassifying their workers.
And that would affect places like San Francisco and San Jose, San Diego, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Not Sacramento.
Not Sacramento. But San Diego, I think, already filed an injunction against Instacart. AB 5 hadn't even become law at that point, and we're already seeing the impact of the bill.
Well, and part of that, too, is because when the state Supreme Court ruled on Dynamex, that became basically the rule that companies were supposed to follow even before it was codified into law.
Yeah, absolutely. AB 5, all it does is clarify some things. It says that it applies to wage orders now, for instance. It says, which industries are exempt from that law. But it was a Supreme Court ruling. That's what the existing law was.
So they did create some exemptions. Can you tell me what some of those are and why those were made?
Yeah, so there are a few exemptions, and it's kind of been a sticking point for a lot of people. For example, doctors are exempt from the law.
Why?
Part of it is, are you actually in business for yourself? Another example, and which would make it a little bit more clear, is cosmetologists, for instance, are not exempt unless you set your own rates. So there's these little conditions that says, well, you actually are an owner-operator. You are a small business owner. It makes sense that you would be an independent contractor. Because, without AB 5, Dynamex is actually a pretty sweeping rule that would affect every single industry, even those who are actually independent contractors.
Yeah, it legitimately seems like it affects millions of people, the Dynamex ruling.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a big victory for big labor. After what seemed like many, many, many losses for big labor in the big picture.
Absolutely. The gig economy is gigantic, and they have, up until this point, not been represented by labor at all. So this does afford them the path to unionization, which is not something that, tech in general just does not unionize. We've only seen union efforts within tech recently, and a lot of those union efforts at Kickstarter, for instance, are being quashed because it's pretty easy to squash it in tech when people have been— people typically associate labor or unions with, blue-collar work, and they're paid really well. So why would we ever need to unionize? So the fact that labor is breaking into tech is actually a pretty big deal.
Well, let's focus on Uber for a minute. They, right about the same time that AB 5 was being passed by the legislature and then signed by the governor, they laid off more than 400 workers. They've been losing a lot of money overall, billions of dollars. What's the future hold for Uber and Lyft and some of these companies?
Well, That is a very broad question because they've been losing money since they have existed. And it actually wasn't even the first round of layoffs. That was the second round of layoffs of 400 employees. Both companies, particularly Uber, has talked publicly about how bloated their organization has gotten. They were just hiring and hiring. I mean, they had a marketing department of, I think, 1,200 people. Like, what were half of them doing? I don't really know.
Every company should be so lucky.
I know. I mean, it made my job harder, probably, but they have a lot to lose. In particular, California is a gigantic market for them, obviously, and New York is another huge market for them. And in both places, they're facing threats to their contractor model, a model that, if it doesn't exist as it is today, the companies will probably have to shut down if it's not, you know, if they're forced to treat all of the workers in the U.S. as employees. And they're already, like you said, losing so, so much money. Uber is already pulling back some of its scooters in markets in California, which that was a big part of their IPO narrative, is look at all of these future-looking endeavors that we have. Look at how we're diversifying our revenue streams, and it's not working. So I think that's why you're seeing such fervent opposition to any bill that could threaten their business model.
So what do you have your eye on right now with AB5 and the development of this as it ends up coming into law in January?
Lawsuits, injunctions. I think that people are under, you know, the misconception that AB5 is law. Now everyone's employees. That's just not how it works. I mean, again, all it does is create a stronger and a higher standard to treat someone as a contractor. But in order to trigger that, you know, employees have to sue. You have to file a claim, you know, with a number of the, you know, the labor commissioner, for instance, and then they'll have to do an investigation. And it makes it easier for them to say, well, actually, yes, you are misclassifying, but that all of that needs to happen. So I think lawsuits are going to be a big deal. Uber and Lyft and all of the companies are not just motivated, but they have fought and settled a lot of these lawsuits in the past. And even the biggest misclassification suit that Uber faced, that they were forced to settle, they ended up winning because a judge ruled that the arbitration clauses were valid, and that initially was a class action. And each driver had to individually arbitrate their own cases after the fact. So that fell to pieces. So even little victories that we have seen in the past have fallen to pieces because Uber and Lyft have been able to fight them. AB5 makes it harder for them to do that. But I mean, they are well equipped to fight these off as they have in the past.
That's Johanna Buya. She's a business reporter at the LA Times covering the tech industry with a focus on accountability. Find links to her stories at klw.org.